The state of Alaska has awarded the Center for Alaska Native Health Research at the University of Alaska Fairbanks nearly $1.5 million to support rural southwestern Alaska Yupik communities in their suicide and substance abuse prevention efforts. The money will supplement a research program exploring how Alaska Native people are using ancestral knowledge and cultural traditions to promote well-being. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has more.
Billy Charles is the research coordinator for the program, which uses traditional ways to address high rates of suicide and alcohol abuse in Alaska Native communities in southwest Alaska. Charles, who's from Emonic, says the Native ways don't focus on the problem, and they're more holistic.
It's more of a reasons for living. It's a model used by our people for years, and it's real comprehensive. It deals with not only suicide, but the other things like high dropout rate, alcoholism, domestic violence.
The program just received funding from the state of Alaska through a capital funds appropriation. The award will not directly support research, but will instead be used to hire additional rural project staff, to develop a training center, and to bring the project to new communities and to sustain and expand prevention project activities over the next 3 years. Alaska has the highest per capita rate of suicide in the country. Nationwide, the rate of suicides among Alaska Native and American Indians between the ages of 15 and 29 is around double the national rate, and men are disproportionately affected. The program is based on the idea of the men's house, or kuskik.
Kuskik, a communal place. It's where men make decisions, also cleanse and bathe and song and dance.
Jim Allen is a professor of psychology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He also serves as the associate director of the Center for Alaska Native Health Research. He says the program comes out of years of collaborative research with rural Alaska Native communities, which produced culturally relevant activities that promote, as researchers say, protective factors.
For example, ice safety. As you probably know, the Yukon River in winter can be a dangerous place. And there are actually ways to read the safety of the ice, almost like a book. Color of ice, texture of ice. It'll tell you a lot about whether it's safe to walk on. Notice there you learn a value about always being aware of your surroundings and your safety.
Ice safety and other traditional activities serve as a metaphor for increasing self-awareness and self-care. The activities bring elders and youth together and build confidence. The money from the state will sustain such programs. Allen.
What this money does is, after the program started, is allow us to turn the program over to the community and essentially have them run their own program.
Allen says he hopes the program will eventually serve as a model for programs throughout the state. UAF is currently partnering with 4 Southwest Alaska communities on the programs and plans to add 2 more soon. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.